So we know, so Henry's saying we find the concept of Aro by Moshe Rabbeinu, but in a different context. In fact, one of the Rashi, I think, said he might have been a Nolid Mahol. Moshe might have been one who was born with a Mila. But either way, well, with Torah's called an Aro Sefasayim, that he is utterance of the lips. He was a stutterer. So in fact, the question is, you would think Moshe Rabbeinu, why would God make him, why would God pick as the leader of the Jewish people, why would he make him a stutterer? Well, you would think he should be the best talker around. Find whoever you think is a good talker. So, exactly. So that's what the Drushas Haran writes. No, it's the opposite. Because we know there are many charlatans around, many people who are smooth talkers, you know, whether it's used car salesmen, they get a bad rap, or whatever, you know, yeah, whether they're selling you insurance, whether they're trying to get you into the stock market. We know there are a lot of smooth talkers. And a lot of times, it's a lot of fluff and no content. And basically, you know, beware when someone, if it's too good to be true, there's a reason why, because it's not. So therefore, the concern was, if Moshe was a great speaker, you know what? Everyone's believing Moshe because he really knows how to persuade people, talk the talk. He's a great debater, but really, what is his message is a zero. It's not, you know, it's a big scam. So therefore, the Drush HaSharan points out he specifically chose Moshe as a stutterer in order to show that no, clearly it wasn't. In fact, it was difficult. They discussed maybe when he was. That's what they point out when. When he was teaching the Torah, he was able to rise above. Shchina shorem mitok gronel shel Moshe, the Gemara says that when Moshe used to speak regularly, he was a stutterer. But when he's teaching Klai Yisrael Torah, his voice came out strong. He was representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we didn't want into a situation, and that's why, in fact, we don't want, that's the danger also. Someone who's just doing miracles all the time, As the Rambam writes, we don't believe in anyone. We don't believe because of miracles. A Jew believes because based on Amuna, not on miracles. And that's why they point out that why is it we read in Parsha Shmos, it just says about Moshe's birth, and Moshe came from Bas Levi, and two people from the Shevet of Levi got together, and this person was born very like nonchalant. Because why? Because we didn't want it to be like other, you know, immaculate conception or something great, something miraculous happened. It's Moshe's birth is no different than anyone else's birth. And that's why at the end of the Torah we find where Moshe's being buried, it says, and we don't know where Moshe's being buried. Why? Because the concern is, as I mentioned, Lahavdil, like with Osama bin Laden, they buried him in the water, because if they buried him on the ground, people would come and they'd make an Avodah Zarah out of the place. So we didn't want Moshe's place to become a Disneyland, a tourist trap, and we didn't want people making Avodah Zarah. So specifically at the birth of Moshe and at the death of Moshe, we go out of our way to show that he's like every other human being. He's born regularly and he dies like everyone else. He's not some superhuman. The only greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu is what he made of himself. He became great on his own, and that's why he was the opposite of a smooth talker. Paro was going to throw him out. Imagine Shaman shows up to the king and he stuttered, they'll chop off his head, they'll throw him out. The fact Hidavka put Moshe in a place to show he's clearly coming from God, because why else, you know, who else would send someone like this who could be? And that's why we didn't want to turn Moshe into Avodah Zarah. Hence, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu as well is barely mentioned in the Haggadah Shel Pesach for the same reason. He's mentioned in a Pasuk because we don't want to turn Moshe into the Mashiach, Moshe into the God. Imagine having a history on Abraham Lincoln and not mentioning he freed the slaves. Imagine having a whole Haggadah about Moshe and not mentioning his name. So that's the same Yisod. It's all the same thing. And that's why he was Aral Svasayim. We didn't want to make an Avodah Zarah, making sure that you're a critical thinker. You're taking you're paying attention to the content, and you're not falling for the fluff.
Thank you.
Very good.